I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Three more students are accused of making threats against Colorado schools. According to the Jefferson County School District in suburban Denver, a student accused of making a threat against Bear Creek High School was in custody as of today. Meanwhile, two teenage students were arrested yesterday after they were reportedly heard talking about how a mass shooting could be carried out at Caprock Academy in Grand Junction. Those students were released after promising to appear in court. A recent report by the National Safety Council estimates annual traffic fatalities are down slightly across the country, but Wyoming and Colorado seem to be bucking that trend. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Ken Kolash heads up statistical reporting at the National Safety Council. He says Colorado has strong impaired and distracted driving laws.
But on the flip side, there could be improvement with child passenger safety laws as well as seatbelt laws.
He says this is a problem across the Mountain West. Sam Cole agrees. He's with the Colorado Department of Transportation. Cole points out that in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and Colorado, police officers can't pull someone over simply for not wearing a seatbelt.
In the West, you have this mentality of people not wanting government to tell them what to do, and I think that's been the biggest impediment to getting states to pass primary seatbelt laws.
So why are just Wyoming and Colorado seeing this increase? Kolash points out that because Mountain West states have fewer people, the statistical percentages there can swing more widely. Still, both Kolash and Sam Cole agree that the Mountain West could do more. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.